animals in your large bag of animal protection safety equipment? What do you have in the realm for bears?
For bears?
For bears. What is protecting you in the wilderness against all the wild bears that we have?
I have a little container of honey that I bring.
You just bring the honey?
Yeah.
And they break bread, man.
Because if I take the honey out and open it up and make it available to the bear is going to be least interested in me and more interested in said honey.
And think you're a pretty cool guy.
Do you hide it up the tree to
maybe a bit
give
of honey.
More time?
Maybe just a bit of honey.
Now, he will rip your face off.
No, I mean the candy.
No, that's what I'm saying.
A bit of honey.
You're going to give it a bit of honey.
Sure.
So safe to say that you know a lot of fun facts about bears.
Ah, no.
Let's
yes, he does.
Knowledge.
Yes, he does.
I got a bit of honey and a thing of honey in my bag.
Let's test your knowledge.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 of the most frightening facts about bears. This one is one of the most ferocious predators on the planet. God help you should you come into contact with this monster. Nothing is safe around this menace. He stood the test of time, and there's only one thing on his mind: feeding. So if you go out to the forest to frolic and play, do not shower for at least a week. No colognes, no scents. Coat yourself in your own feces, and above all else, do not bring a pick-a-nick basket because you and it will not survive. Yogi Bear, God help us all.
God help us
all. Hey, boo-boo. I'm going to go maul these people.
So these are terrifying bear facts. Are you ready for this? You guys will never know this, but panda bears are herbivores.
I knew that.
And not bears.
Right. What do they eat, Ted?
Bamboo, carrots. They eat a lot of veggies, but mostly I've seen them eating bamboo.
Do you know how long they eat up to?
24 hours a day. I'd say 13 hours.
13 hours? Mr. Hill, how many hours a day?
I'd say 18.
18 hours. Mash.
All of their waking hours.
All of their waking hours. Ted, you were the closest without going over 14 hours each day.
If you ever go to the National Zoo, there's a certain time of day they feed them.
They just got two new ones.
And you go down underneath this cave. They're in there. Just go watch it. It's awesome.
Nice.
Seriously.
I get videos from time to time, you know, scrolling on TikTok of a panda bear just eating bamboo. I can watch that for hours.
Again, they clearly have no natural predators.
No. And that is an absolute fact. They have no natural predators.
They would be gone in 24. If an animal said, ooh,
big
pandas are tasty.
Stupid, fluffy things.
They would be gone.
Mike, you ever seen that guy's trail cam or like his garden cam where that one beaver just shows up and eats it right in front of the camera?
No, that's awesome.
Same thing. I don't know why. I could watch that beaver eating vegetables for a while.
Good for you, beaver. Yeah. Good for you.
More fun facts about bears. North American brown bears are often called grizzly bears because why?
They're grizzly bears.
They're silver-tipped fur, correct. I don't know why that has anything to do with
it. I thought it was because, like, I don't know, we had never seen one before, and then I run back to Miles and Ted and go, that's the most grizzly thing I have ever seen happen to a man. Mike tried to give it a bit of honey.
We still haven't
to,
seen him.
Used to rub grizzly.
Green grizz. Maybe, welfare bear.
Maybe give him a 10 of that.
Welfare bear.
It was cheap. I'd give him some Jack Links. Isn't that their commercials?
Did you guys know that bears are among the most intelligent land animals in North America? So your bit of honey might not work.
All right, that makes sense.
He knows it's all sugar. It's just going to go straight to his thighs, so he's not going for it.
I saw a video of a black bear the other day in somebody's house.
Yeah.
And it opened the fridge and just kept looking over like, what
the hell? Man.
Like, where's the food?
Damn.
Well, they get insulted by a bear.
Sometimes they'll get in a car and actually sit in the driver's seat before they start messing around.
It's all ketchup and beer in here, dude. Come on. God.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Get a girlfriend.
No wonder she left.
Seriously. I can tell a woman doesn't live there.
Jesus, bear.
He doesn't even maul you. He just goes in and insults you and leaves.
Yeah, right?
Not even an Uncrustable? What's wrong with you?
Your dad was never proud of you.
Wow.
Big K Cola?
No wonder you're diabetic.
I don't even eat your trash.
Yeah, Coke Zero, that's really going to cut through it.
That's insulting.
They have the largest and most complex brains compared to other land mammals their size. Well, there's not many land mammals their size.
Is that where they wipe their ass with Charmin?
Yes.
Like most wild animals don't do that.
Because they know that less is more.
Yes, and they don't want dingleberries. That is a big concern among those bears.
They don't want the dingleberries.
I do not want dingleberries.
Hey, that's a big concern among everybody that wipes their butt.
Well, if your butt's that fuzzy, for sure.
Yeah, for real. Bears can walk a short distance on their back legs. They typically stand on their hind legs to get a better view or scent of what's in front of them.
They've got a bear in West Virginia that's been on camera on two trail cams on the same trail. It's a mile apart from the cams. The bear is walking on 2 feet leaving, and he's walking on 2 feet arriving. So I don't know if he did the whole...
You weren't impressed that he's also wearing overalls.
Yes, what I'm saying is this bear walks.
Only you.
It's a black bear, and it just walks around the woods on two legs.
And he's got a jug of moonshine.
Right. Yes, he does. You gotta check his...
Wait a minute. Out. This is just the Country Bear Jamboree, isn't it?
Some more terrifying facts about bears. The American black bears are found in North America, Canada, and Mexico, and they may be called black bears, but their coat can be blue-gray or blue-black, brown, and sometimes white.
Really?
You ever seen a white black bear?
No. You ever seen a black-white bear?
Oh, fun. Oh, man.
Well, it's kind of like, I can't think of this actor's name. He was in a show I watched, but he's an albino black dude.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't a black bear have white fur?
Sure. He can be. We still make fun of him. Right. Ask him about when he was a kid.
The thing about this bear, I just realized, he only has two legs. So he doesn't have a choice.
Oh, damn, Miles.
Come on, Miles.
That's what makes him suspicious.
You didn't realize.
No, I didn't.
It's a two-legged bear. Yeah,
I can't walk on all fours.
That's why he walks on the trail like that.
You were so impressed.
I can walk for miles. Why can't other? Oh, he doesn't have arms.
Yeah, this guy can read with his fingers. Like, yeah, man, it's fine.
Only you can prevent insensitivity.
I wonder what happened to his arms.
You just shamed him.
He was a nom.
Somebody ate his bear claws.
There's the promo. Terrifying facts about bears. Did you know? A polar bear's coat is made up of two layers. Two, count them, two. The shorter coat provides insulation, while the longer coat prevents water from reaching the skin. Each layer serves a purpose and allows the bears to thrive in cold conditions.
Hmm. So he's wearing a shell.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's wearing what we would wear in cold weather. Yeah, that's it.
I'll do it Saturday. I'll be wearing a Maryland hoodie, and then I'll put a very lightweight shell over top for the rain.
There you go.
Exactly. I'm basically a polar bear.
You are a polar bear.
Yeah.
Since we can have white black bears, can we have black polar bears?
Well, technically,
they are.
Their skin is black, and
true
then
enough.
The fur is white. Yeah.
Huh.
So it's kind of picture like Frederick Douglass.
All right. Yeah, I'm in.
Dark skin, white hair.
Okay.
That's a polar. When you see a polar bear, think Frederick Douglass.
You think they adapted that way to look like ice and snow?
Yes.
Probably.
I
no camo.
Yeah. Which means as they keep coming on down here and we get like North American polar bears, they're going to turn black or brown. Yeah, and they're going to be giant-ass brown bears that are running around.
Did
here.
You get your hair, dude?
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
That's why I got mauled.
And your nails?
Did you say about my hair?
Quite the pampering day.
I mean, two safe rules. Don't touch a black woman's hair. Don't touch a black bear's hair.
That's right. You know what?
Just saying.
Good call, Dad. Just go ahead and don't touch it. Oh, my God. Like human children, bear cubs are extremely playful. And just like human mothers, if things get too rough with their cubs that are playing together, mother bears will step in. Also, don't touch a bear cub.
Yeah.
Mama ain't okay with that.
Let's just say don't touch bears.
If you see a bear cub, back out of wherever you're going,
slowly,
just back
out. We just read the story of a guy that took your advice, Miles, and kind of humorously, he backed away from the cub because he walked his trail all the time. He knew what to do. Mom was behind his ass.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he like turned around and it's like, oh, hey, he did not get mauled. But
did she bear hug him?
You know, I don't know. She may have.
Gotcha.
Right.
Bring it in.
God, that sucks. Because would be what I'm afraid of.
That's exactly what he did. He backed away. He's like, you know, this is what I've been trained to do. And I realized, like, I hear mom break out of the brush behind me. And it's just like,
You just go straight for a tree and just kind of try to hide it away.
I think the thing that saved, like, pull the Homer Simpson, disappear into the bushes.
Right.
But I guess the cub then ran by him toward mom. And she was more content to have the cub back than to maul his ass.
Yep.
Pounds of poop.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. Bears have excellent senses of smell, sight, and hearing, which is why you need to protect your food when you're out hiking. They can smell food, cubs, a mate, or predators from miles away.
Do we have to? Predators?
Predators.
Who's the predator of a bear?
The Bengal tiger.
So they don't have predators in the States.
I don't believe so.
No.
You don't think a cougar could take a black bear?
I think it couldn't die. There was some show, I forget what it was. It was one of those, like, which one wins?
Beast Cody, versus Beast or something.
Right, and it was like a Kodiak bear versus a Bangalore Siberian tiger, one of the two.
All right.
And they said that the tactic that the tiger uses is that it more is a surprise animal. They like to jump up from behind people, and they use their weight. They're 600 pounds.
God.
And so they use their weight to their advantage, and they will tackle their prey, kind of get them off balance, and then they'll maul the living tar out of them, right? So the thing is that Kodiak bear is absolutely dancing circles around them because they've got that thick layer of fat that, well, yeah, it doesn't feel great.
Right.
They're also over 1,000 pounds. They're not going to get knocked off balance by this giant-ass tiger, and they're not going to feel the claws and the bites. They're going to absolutely destroy that damn thing.
How long did they say it would take?
I don't remember that part.
Because I was remember one with the wolf and the cougar, and they said if it's one-on-one, find a lone wolf. They said eventually.
I'm going cougar on that one.
Yeah, the cougar. Yeah. So the wolf puts up the fight because wolves, like, once they
but
make eye contact. Right, exactly. And they said the cougar would be much more apprehensive to fight. But essentially, it's the cougar's ground game is what they got at.
Sure.
And just the claws rip open the guts.
Boy, they do. They got that clinch game,
right. They drop on the ground, put the claws into its belly.
Mm-hmm. But then the number one horribly dangerous fact about bears. They were often celebrated in cultures of many early civilizations. Bears were seen as a symbol of power, strength, and love.
I wonder why.
Yeah, man.
Love?
Of course. I know.
I mean, look,
I can look at a bear, brother.
I'd be like, dude, strength, yeah, power, yeah. You know, I'm feeling love. I'm feeling love from that bear,
come here,
too.
Bear. Well, that's what you see him in so many totems.
Sure. I get it. I'm just wondering how they connected love to all that. Maybe because of the way mamas are with the cub.
That's right. And you know what? That might be it. Just a mother's love, you know.
Right.
Like, stay the hell away, love. Like, I love this, not you.
I think bears, I want to say female bear mothers actually coined the phrase F around and find out.
I would believe that.
They like salmon. We like salmon.
Honey, berries.
It's a pretty cool diet.
Their diet's not terrible.
Our diet and theirs, we have a lot in common.
Yeah, it's a fact.